Drunk man gets kicked out of Georgia club. Returns to shoot it up. Slams truck into bar. The Aegis Alliance. A very drunk man that was tossed out of a nightclub in Georgia went back to fire gunshots into the business. After that, he drove his truck into the club, wounding a number of customers. After the ordeal had ended, Eduardo Morales, age 34, got arrested, leaving several folks' bones broken, gunshot injuries, and also other wounds, according to the Hiram Police Department. A bar employee had asked Morales to leave at around 11:30 p.m. on Saturday, because he was intoxicated, cops pointed out in a news release on Facebook. He exited the club and left as requested, however, not for long. Morales returned a short time later driving a black Dodge Ram 2500, and pulled up to the front of the establishment. Authorities stated, Morales then began firing a weapon into the club through the window of his truck. When Morales' gun ran out of bullets, he plowed his truck right into the nightclub at the main doors, striking numerous customers, cops stated. The truck plowed right into the club and then came to a stop. Afterward, he made an effort to reverse his truck out of the location, but at that point his truck was stuck. While Morales' truck had been stuck, he attempted to reload his gun. However, customers yanked him out of the vehicle and held him down until cops showed up. Morales endured small wounds and was imprisoned, authorities stated. One person inside the bar was grazed by a bullet and another patron, hit twice by the vehicle, was treated and released. Customers described that the scene was chaotic that swiftly intensified. Initially, a bouncer tossed Eduardo Morales out of the club due to the suspect shattering a couple of bottles together after the bartender declined to serve him. A witness named Wyden Gurnias informed Atlanta's WSB-TV. 20 minutes later, we heard two gunshots. Gurnias stated, "My partner and I fell to the floor. All you hear is glass breaking and people screaming, and the car comes in through the front door." Included in the wounded was one of the security personnel. Additionally, one lady's legs were actually squashed underneath the vehicle, witnesses said, and a beam fell and struck an additional lady on her head. Also, a guy broke his legs while assisting in wrestling the gun out of Morales' hands. Several other customers suffered minor injuries and all of them are expected to live. The nightclub, 278 South, sent a sincere message as it continues to be shut down permanently. "Our hearts are broken over the events of last night," the owners stated on Facebook Sunday. "Our thoughts and prayers go out to all involved. We've always put our customers' safety first and foremost, and we are devastated. We like to believe most people are good, and it showed last night. Many are heroes for their bravery and possibly stopping a situation that could have escalated even further. We will forever be grateful for these heroes. Thank you all for the calls, texts, and support. Please check our page for updates on reopening as we do not have a timeline currently. Thank you again. We love you all." Kyle James Lee, The Aegis Alliance. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 4.0 International License.